The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
The mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Couple of chatty Cathys over here.
If there's something strange in your lead, who you gonna call?
Sleepover! That's kind of appropriate with Halloween coming up. I guess the Ghostbusters interruption theme there makes a little sense. I guess so. Wait, I should check what day. What day is Halloween? Halloween is on a Saturday. So the 28th of October, the mail sack. Your hosts will be in costume for Halloween. Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. You are tuned in to the only live weekly advice call-in show. If you're listening on the replay, I'm sorry, the phone number is not going to work for you. But if you're listening live right now, you can call the phone number 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. You will skip the line. We will answer your question immediately. Other than that, we're going to be taking questions from Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, the Mixler app, and the Sleeper app. So if you're on any of those platforms, search for Sleeper Wire, and just one word, and you'll find us. You'll be able to see the show and interact with us right now. Again, that phone number is 205-797-5337. Today on the show, we welcome back Jordan Richards. He's on Twitter, at ChaboyJRich. He's a Dynasty and Devi specialist. Primetime Lucas is back. He's on Twitter at SleeperWireLBB. He is a performance-based expert. I say that because he likes guys to show him the money. He also knows coins, which is kind of cool. So if you have any coin questions or money collection questions, he's the guy. Hoos might be joining us in a little bit. We will see. He's been on the road. Guys, thank you for showing up to the show today. We have no calls yet, but you were just talking about Dak Prescott's injury before we started the show. So it's interesting because you both kind of had some opinions on it. Why don't we just get into that real quick for a minute or two while I get the rest of this set up and we wait for a phone call.
Jordan, you want to take this first?
All right, so I'll kind of let the audience know where we left off. And I was just talking about the optics of the situation and seeing the team really rally around their leader in Dak Prescott. And I, at least for me, and you can kind of give your side that you kind of told me earlier, is that I get that you can only pay players so much, but to see that, to see the love pouring in from his teammates, it really tells you how invaluable he is to that team and how important he is to that team, going beyond just his performance and all these things that I think you do need to pay a guy like that. Maybe you don't pay him the Pat Mahomes money, but definitely worth more than what he was being offered in the off season, which is where I just think that it makes Jerry look bad because you see a situation like that unfold. Yes, he got hurt. It could happen to any player, but to see the way, like, I can't recall a time I've ever seen that with any player injury before, in at least in recent memory, to see a team really rally around a player who got hurt like that. Obviously, it doesn't happen very often, but it was definitely an eye-opening experience for me. And I think that as much as Jerry may not want to pay him that $40 million, I think he's going to have to now.
Yeah, I mean, it'll look bad if Jerry doesn't pay him. Now, the question that I was asking is, you know, do we allow players to just set a number that they want to be paid and say, that's it? It's not like they weren't offering Dak good money. They were offering him a sizable amount of money. I think that the main issue is that he wanted an extra year on the contract from what they were offering. That was a big point of tension there. But with Dak, he's a great player. He is great for fantasy, obviously. The team absolutely loves him. One of the biggest issues that I see, though, is that with Dak, he seems to find a way to put the team in a hole, either with like an interception or a fumble, and they're always coming from behind. You see that this year. These games that they put themselves in a hole, and then he makes these miraculous comeback, but then they still end up losing the game. You don't Your quarterback, if that happens every once in a while, that's one thing. But he does it often. Like it's often that this happens, and it's not always on Dak, but it is something that he contributes to. So you do have to decide, if we pay this guy all that money, you know, are we going to be able to pay these other players? And they just paid Zeke. The defense needs a lot of work, and as him to keep the talent around him and to bolster the offensive line, which helps him do what he does, and that the team signature, which is hurting right now, is that O-line. Like, they got to have aligned somewhere. Like, they have to be able to pay these other players. So I'm not sure that I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm not sure that I thought that Dak was worth the $40 million a year. I thought that he's worth, you know, probably close to that, somewhere like the 35 to 37, and it's only going to go up if they don't sign him to a deal. I think the 40 was a lot, so it seemed inevitable they were going to get to that spot of reaching that number.
Yeah, and I do agree with that. I think my only pushback would be, I think that Zeke's contract, you know, setting the market for Zeke, why are we not doing the same for Dak? You know, and Amari Cooper, he got a sizable contract as well. He kind of set the market as well. So I think Dak, of all people, as much as he may have those mistake-prone spots, but he also is extremely efficient. He's a very accurate quarterback. He does have his mistakes, as we've seen. And maybe it's the pressure that's kind of getting to him finally after all these years of having a great offensive line. But I just believe that if you're going to set the market for all these other players, I believe DeMarcus Lawrence, same deal. He set the market with his contract. Why is it that Dak is the only player that doesn't get that same treatment when consistently we're seeing players set a new market, whether it's Christian McCaffrey, Michael Thomas? Dak is just as important as to his team as Patrick Mahomes is to his team, or Russell Wilson is to his team, or whoever the next quarterback is to get signed to their team, more than likely. Like, we're talking Lamar Jackson probably this offseason.
Yeah, and I think that the answer there is that I don't think that Dak is in the elite conversation. He's an elite fantasy quarterback, but I don't think he's an elite winning quarterback. That is just the guy that will put the team on his back and then go win a Super Bowl. He's been there for several years now. How many playoff wins does he have? You know, when it comes down to crunch time, is he the guy that puts the team on his back and just makes that win happen? And you see that with Mahomes, you see that with Aaron Rodgers, you've seen it with Drew Brees. They just have this winning X factor, and that's what you're looking for. And Dak, although it looks great on the field and he's fun to watch and he puts up big fantasy numbers, but from just an NFL team, like, if you're going to pay that guy that much money, he needs to be a difference maker when it comes to winning games.
So that part I definitely agree with, but where I'd counteract your point is, I don't know, from like a fan's perspective, I totally get that, but I think there's so few of those guys in the league that you don't have to be that to get that kind of money. And I totally understand from a fan's perspective, you say, well, he's not worth it because he can't do what Russell Wilson can do. He can't do what Aaron Rodgers can do. Name all these players that have won Super Bowls and all these things. But Lamar Jackson's going to get that money, whether we think he deserves it or not. He's definitely going to get that money. And so when you see Lamar Jackson get that money, I say, why can't Dak be the same? Because I don't know if we necessarily believe in Lamar Jackson to carry a franchise through the air to a Super Bowl yet. And I think there's very few of those guys in the league.
I agree, but Lamar also, for the most part, the dude's a winner. Obviously, last year he fell short. We saw, you know, we saw where he really needs to improve on this year. They seem to be trying to force him to be a pocket passer, which he isn't. He's a guy that he gets open and makes things happen with his legs, and that makes the defense check, right? And so that's when he's able to hit these big downfield passes, is when they're checking, looking for him to run. If you don't use his best asset, which they're not this year, they're not using his legs like they should be, then you force him to be a pocket passer, which he's not a great passer. He's a decent passer and a winner, and he has a great mind for the game, and he has that X factor ability with his legs. He is something different that the NFL hasn't really seen before, with his, you know, 4.4 speed and elusiveness, and able to just randomly take it to the house like Kyler Murray. But that's the thing about him, is that he has that X factor. And Dak is very good and very proficient and efficient in a lot of ways. But he look at the talent that Dak has around him. Dak has crazy amounts of talent on the offensive line. And so that's something that we're going to see with Andy Dalton, who we know what Andy Dalton is. He's a mediocre, you know, kind of run-of-the-mill NFL quarterback who can throw the ball. And if they come out and win a bunch of games and he puts up good numbers, well, then you're going to start to question, okay, is it the Cowboys team that has put Dak in a great situation, or is it Dak? Would Dak do the same thing on another team? So we saw it with Le'Veon Bell, right? Le'Veon Bell, crazy good spot with the Steelers. Made him look like the, you know, the best running back in the league. He could do it all. He wants to get paid. He goes to the Jets. He goes to a bad team, and all of a sudden, he's one of the worst running backs in the NFL. So it's a little bit of how good is the player versus how good is the system for that player. But I digress.
When Colin Cowherd takes a day off, Lucas, you got to fill in, because you guys have a lot of the same views on Dak Prescott. Let's get into some mail sack questions. Stone Cold Steve Rogers, or Stone Cold Rogers, rather, was already in the Mixer chat way before the show even started. He has a question
about running backs. Chase Edmonds or Darrell Henderson as my RB2 in PPR this week?
Jordan, I've been doing a lot of talking. Why don't you take this one?
I would roll with Chase for sure. I love Chase. I think that I've been starting him actually in multiple leagues every single week because he's going to get the volume and he does have decent touchdown upside. And if you want to bet on any running back in that offense, it's the pass catching back because he's not going to get vultured as much like Kenyon Drake has. I do like Darrell Henderson. I think he's in a great spot, but I am worried that Cam Akers might steal some of his touches, and we don't know when a changing of the guard may come or it may not be a Henderson game, and that's really my only fear. And I think Chase is more secured for his touch load going forward.
Yeah, so I like both of these players this week. San Francisco is clearly depleted on the offensive line. On the defensive line and the defense in general. Chase Edmonds obviously going up against Dallas. I think that I would slightly lean Darrell Henderson over Chase Edmonds here. I still think that Darrell Henderson has earned his spot and that he's looked really good, and San Francisco is really bad. And that even with Cam Akers coming back, I don't think they're just turning it all over to him. I think that Henderson's probably going to get more touches than what Chase Edmonds will. So for that, I'm going with Henderson.
We got a call. Think I know who this is.
Well, this is Curtis, baby.
Yeah, I know Curtis, man.
Oh, Curtis, man.
This is the new cut. Y'all be bad. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I hope it's Curtis.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Hey, Curtis, baby.
What's good, Curtis?
What's up, man? Just letting everybody know, it's not how you start it, it's how you finish, man. It's how you finish. It's all that matters in fantasy, man. It's how you finish. It's all that matters.
So that win streaks it too, huh? That win streaks it too, huh?
It's all good. We, huh?
I said that win streaks it too now, huh?
No. It's actually, I lost this week because lost by 1 point because of Deontay Johnson. I started Deontay Johnson, and I literally lost by 0.5. I mean, it is what it is. I can't do anything about that, but it is what it is. I played at the highest score this week, and the score finished out 170 point something. It was literally super close, but Deontay Johnson really killed me. But it's all good.
It's a heartbreaker, but you can't be upset about it.
Yeah, I can't be upset about it. I mean, it's. He got hurt. There's a little man. I ain't stressing about it. I'm liking with my team, man. Nah.
Oh, glad to hear that. Guys, what are we looking at this week?
All right, man. Guys, how you guys feeling about Cooper now with Dalton at the helm?
I think that it's going to be interesting to see where the targets are going, who his number one target's going to be, because it could be Gallup, it could be Cooper, and it could be CD, to be honest. Like, we don't really know who he's going to have an eye for. We don't know who he has chemistry with. But I still think that the offense is going to be very high-powered and that Cooper is still going to see a fair amount of targets. So I'm optimistic with tempered expectations.
Yeah, I'd say I'm about the same. You know, yeah, I would expect a lot from Cooper. He should still be the number one target, but I would expect a heavy dose of Zeke as well. They're going to want to pound the rock, protect Dalton a little bit, especially early on. But Cooper's still the wide receiver one. He should see the most targets, and he's probably the closest thing to AJ Green that Andy Dalton has in Dallas.
All right. All right, guys. This week for my wide receivers, I'm looking at Cooper. I'm looking at Amari Cooper, Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown, Devontae Parker, Deontay Johnson. So who can you pick three out of those five?
I think the first three for me: Cooper, Kupp, and AJ Brown.
I think I would bench Cooper Kupp for Devontae Parker. Parker's been good.
Parker has. Good. I don't hate it. I just think Cooper Kupp, you know.
I think the problem is I don't think he's an every week starter anymore. Like, you're banking on, you know, picking the game. I think Parker's going to see better volume week to week and just more consistency.
I could see that. Parker's been balling out, so I can't argue with starting Parker.
All right. All right, guys. My RB this week. I'm starting Connor's every week starter, so I'm starting him. And how you got the most of the sense? He came back this Sunday, even though the 49ers lost. I kind of like that he came back in and became a bell cow almost immediately.
Yeah, we know what Mostert is. You know, he's the guy there when he's healthy. That's not to say that other guys aren't going to get work, but Mostert is the guy. So I have no issue starting him. The Rams are a tough front, so I think that it's a slightly riskier play than what it usually would be. but I mean, Mostert's a fair start.
All right, all right. In my flex this week, I have Ronald Jones sliding in right now, going against Green Bay. Green Bay got a very shaky run defense. I gotta start him, or I could start Jonah Smith for my flex.
I think you got to stick with the running back there. I like Jonu. I like what he's been doing. Obviously, even this week, he had a great week. But that's tough. AJ saw most of the targets. I guess we'll have to. I would think you gotta kind of have to wait and see how that wide receiver room looks. We don't know who will be back, who won't be back. Brown, maybe you gotta roll with Jonu. But I do like it against the Packers. I like that a lot. I don't know, Lucas. What do you think?
I'm a running back guy. And Ronald Jones, you know, he can't catch the ball. He's bad. But
at all.
He's running well. He's getting a fair amount of yak. He looks pretty good when he runs it, and the offense is pretty high powered. They're putting up a lot of points. So hard for me to not go with the guaranteed touches on a good offense.
All right. I kind of feel the same way. What do you guys post check on Julio this week? You guys think he's going to play him this week, or he's going to sit out again?
Jordan, how are you feeling on that?
I think Julio's so good. If he's active, you have to play him. But if you can find someone else, I wouldn't be opposed to benching him. I think it really depends on who you're starting. But it's tough, man. Julio's so good. Like, he could come off the bench for 200 yards. You never know with that guy. Even if he's moderately healthy, he can still dominate. But and we don't know what the offense is going to look like now either. Like, they may do different things now with coach being fired. And I don't know, man. It's really tough.
So my take is, they're 0-5. Do they rush getting him back and re-injure it? He wasn't able to practice at all last week. You know, they said that he was week to week. So we'll see if he's able to get any kind of work in this week, but it sounds like something that even if he does play, like he goes out there and is out there in a limited capacity, and it's very possible. It seems, you know, if he wasn't able to work out at all last week, it tells you that this isn't something that is just magically going to heal. So I would look and just check practice reports like on Friday, and if they say he looks good and he feels good, then go for it. But if he's real iffy on Friday and like not doing a whole lot, I think I would find somebody else.
All right. I know how I felt about this, guys. I have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, right? He's trying to trade me Dalvin Cook for Edwards-Helaire. Should I take this trade? Should I stay with Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Tell him you'll trade him after Dalvin's bye. He's going to sit out this week and then has a bye week. So this doesn't do you any good right now to make this trade.
Exactly. I feel the exact same way. Because he's running back right now, and he's coming to me and he's trying to trade me. I'm like, man, I can't. It's one of my other leagues. I'm not in the business of taking, right in this league, I'm 2-3. I don't want to pull the trigger on a player that I cannot play right now. So I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah, you can't do that. No way. Not with that record. Unless you can absorb that hit, because I do think Dalvin's a clear upgrade over Clyde. I think you just have to stay put and hope that Clyde can put together some big performances and finally score a goal line touchdown.
All right. And guys, I know it's a gross question, but rest of the season, you got to choose one. You rolling Tyler Higbee, or are you rolling with Jimmy Grandpa?
It's gonna be Higbee for me.
Yeah, I'd take Higbee too. I actually like Higbee a lot. He just give him the volume and he'll produce for sure.
Everett's annoying, but Higbee's still the guy.
Yep.
All right. And since Higbee the guy, would you? All right. And that's the case. I have. Because Jimmy Graham on waivers, that's why I said something. But I have, all right, if you had to choose between Higbee and Dalton Schultz, who would you choose then?
It's still going to be Higbee for me, strictly because we don't know what Shin is going to look like between Dalton and Schultz.
Yeah, right. That's tough. Schultz has been good, though. He's been very good.
He had a down game last week, and
that got hurt.
you know, exactly. But so he didn't get any targets from Dalton, and that's kind of my, you know, that's kind of what.
Yeah.
Dalton keyed in on Gallup there at the end, hitting him on two big passes. So could be Gallup's
one monster.
All right.
All right, Curtis. Okay.
All right, guys. Last question. We're gonna get up out of here.
All right, man.
Who would you rather run this week? Would you rather run the Rams defense or the Dolphins defense?
Who do the Dolphins have? Sorry, I don't know. I think I'd rather go the Dolphins. To be honest, they don't have the Jets. No longer have Le'Veon Bell. Sam Darnold. Good chance that he's going to be out again. I think Miami is underrated, to be honest. I think their defense is underrated.
Yeah, I got to roll with Miami, too. You just play whoever it is against the Jets. You got to do it.
It's Chargers next week, so be thinking preemptively.
All right, Curtis.
I appreciate the help as always, man.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call. You know, Curtis has called in 89 times since we started this call-in service, so 11 more calls, and we'll celebrate Curtis' 100th call. That'll be a big that'll be a big day. I'm not sure who this is. We got two other calls here. Let's take this one. Good evening, caller. Thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What's your name? What's your question?
DJ.
Hey, DJ. What's going on, dude?
Hello.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, fellas? All right, man. What you got? So I squeaked one out this week. I squeaked one out big time. So I got lucky with Josh Allen having a bad game, and then they had Buffalo defense going. So with that taking place, I actually won, and now 3-2. So here's what I got going on this week. I got a ton of buys, man. I got, of course, I got Eckler hurt. I got Russell Wilson on by. Tyler Lockett on by. Kamara on by. Josh Kelly, for what it's worth, he's on by. Hunter Henry's on by. So my players that I can actually play, I have Cousins. I picked him up a week early. I got Kupp. I got A.J. Brown. He's questionable right now. I don't know what happened. I got Tyler Boyd. Those are my three receivers. I got Damian Harris. I got Gibson from Washington. He's questionable. And then I got Ebron at tight end. He's questionable. I got Chase Edmonds at flex. And I got Blankenship as the kicker, as the defense. So I'll just leave you right there. Y'all let me know what y'all think right there.
I think given how many buys you have, that's a pretty decent starting lineup. If Gibson plays, it's not a crazy hard matchup against the Giants. And we talked about earlier that we do like Edmonds. Your wide receivers are pretty good. A.J. Brown's been dealing with an injury all season long. So they, you know, if anyone has – a lot of these guys take recovery days on Wednesday, and then so they get flagged as questionable early in the week. So nothing crazy to worry about there.
No, I like it. I like it a lot. Actually, I don't know if you guys like follow too many players, but A.J. Brown was actually on Instagram last night after the game. He was like, man, you got to just believe in God. God's got you. Like, he's good. I wouldn't worry about A.J. Brown at all. Like, he's feeling good. He's healthy. You know, he was talking about how he was banged up, and then, you know, the game comes and he just played like he was able to go all out. Like, God just got his back. So trust me, he's a believer. He's feeling good. Like, I wouldn't worry about a questionable tag from him. And honestly, with all those buys, man, like, you're lucky you have that roster, because I think that's competitive. I think you're going to be all right depending on who you play. And I think you got to roll with it. It's not like you got room to drop more people. You got to just hope all these guys play. And see what happens, unless you can maybe, like, Damian Harris is the only guy I'm kind of iffy about, but the rest of them, I like them all, as especially with this bi-apocalypse. We're all going to be struggling this week. There's some good teams on bye, so.
All right, so let me say this then. So I got T. Higgins on the bench. I got James White on the bench. And mind you, I have Damian Harris. And now I have Jerick McKinnon. So those are the three guys, James White, McKinnon, and Higgins, that are actually in Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk, from 49ers. Those are actually the playable guys. Now, with those guys on the bench, and the starting lineup is Chase Edmonds, Ebron, Gibson, Damian Harris, Boyd, Brown, A.J. Brown, Cooper Kupp, Kirk Cousins. Now, is there anybody that, like with Brandon Ayuk, would you drop him or would you hold him?
It would depend on for who. I think I would slightly rather have, like, full the wide receiver out of Philly, the new guy that kind of popped off, slightly over Ayuk, and that's just because they're not a huge passing team. I know they're trying to get him the ball there, but with Mostert back, I think that it's starting to limit some of the dependency upon Ayuk. So he's going to be a game-to-game flyer that you're not really going to be able to depend on, I don't think. So if he's a great player to have. Like, I'm not just dropping him to drop him, but if there is somebody that has more upside that if they pop off, if they continue to pop off, that they could work their way into your lineup, then I would consider replacing him with them.
Okay, so I know, like, there's right now on the waiver wire, there's Claypool. There's a guy from the Eagles that just popped off this weekend. And then there's Miko Hardman. And then there's also, what's his name? What's the receiver? Mike Williams. So it's those four receivers.
Get Mike Williams. Mike Williams. Oh, my God. Go Mike Williams. That dude.
He's on bye, though. He's on bye.
So great time to get him. Great time to get him, because when people are going and looking at like projections for this week, who's going to be projected the most, and they don't see him on there, he's going to slip through, and you're going to want that dude. You just saw what he did. Like, Keenan Allen is great at what he does, but he's never been an end zone guy. He's never been that guy. Mike Williams is a monster. I'm upset that I don't have him in more leagues, and he could easily be a difference maker.
Okay, so drop Ayuk for Mike Williams, you're saying.
I would. Jordan?
I would probably drop T. Higgins. I think they're both very similar players. So if you're looking about a big body end zone receiver, would you, like, they're basically the same player, where the only reason why I make the counter argument, and I didn't want to interrupt you about IU, but my only thing with IU, like Hardman, like a lot of these big play guys, is that they are the type of players you want to have in your flex because they can blow up on one play. So I don't mind having those guys on my bench, where a Fulgham, you know, he had one good game. Is he going to see the volume again once the receivers come back? Is he useful? Am I really blowing fab on him? No, I don't want to do that, but people will. And same thing with Claypool. I do like them all as flyers. I do think Ayuk is in the best situation, and he's getting the snaps. You know, it's not like he's not playing. He's just not seeing the volume, like we said, because of the offense. But I do think he's a great flyer option if you want a guy on the bench. You know, we've seen what he can do in the open field. It's just he needs like one or two touches.
Okay, I'm just trying to solidify the bench. You know what I mean? So, like, that's why I'm trying to see, like, should I drop Ayuk or T. Higgins? Because I have them two on the bench right now. Should I drop them, one of them or both of them, for those four players that I named, right? We got Fulgham, we got Mike Williams, right? We got Claypool. And we got who else did I say? Miko Hardman.
Yeah, so Miko is last for me there. For me, it is going to be Mike Williams, and then Fulgham, and then I'm sorry, the other one that Claypool. You named is going to be Claypool. And with Claypool, the dude is a really, really good talent. And I think if Deontay Johnson is out, any game that Johnson is out, he slots in perfectly there for Juju to slide to the two and then be that guy. But if Deontay Johnson is back, like, it's going to be hit or miss which one of those guys is getting it. So it's going to be very difficult to predict when they're both healthy and on the field. And the other guys, I think, are going to have very secure roles in the offense, the other two that we talked about. And Mekole Hardman, he's going to have games. But yeah, I know. But it's like,
he's hurt.
Kelsey and Hill and DeMarcus Robinson, and they get the running backs involved in the passing game. There's just – and if they get up, then they're just going to run the ball. I don't think that the target share is going to be there for them. I'd rather have someone with more target share.
Okay, to answer the question directly, I would drop T. Higgins for Mike Williams and leave the rest. If those guys are clearing waivers – I don't know if your waivers have cleared yet. Maybe you can just let us know that. I would take Mike Williams for T. Higgins for the remainder of the season. Maybe, Lucas, you say you drop Ayuk.
It's close between
those
two.
But the rest I would leave on waivers. I don't think – if they're already there, I would leave them there personally. I don't want to blow fab on them.
And my only defense for Higgins is that he's a big body dude, 6'4". I think that as the season progresses, we are going to see him become the one for that team. Tyler Boyd, he's a two. He's not a one for a team. He really isn't. And so I think that we're going to see the chemistry develop between Higgins and Burrow. He already looks to him in the red zone. He is averaging 8 targets a game over the last 3 weeks. And I think that's going to continue.
All right. So, I mean, so we're keeping Higgins, or we dropping Higgins, or are you?
it's between. It's your call. I like Higgins more. Jordan likes Ayuk more. But we both like both of those guys. So unless Steve wants to come in and break a tie, we've given you the reasoning for why we would each prefer one over the other.
Okay. So Fulgham and what's his name, Mike Williams. Like, you definitely high on Mike Williams, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah.
He is who Dabo Sweeney wanted T. Higgins to be. Don't forget that. Okay. Don't forget that. Dabo brought T. Higgins to Clemson and said, we want you to be Mike Williams, not the other way around.
Okay. All right. So real quick, I know you guys got to run. This call's taking a little bit. Would you guys drop McKinnon?
It depends on if you have somebody better to replace.
I'm cool with it.
You would drop McKinnon?
Is this for, like, you'd be dropping him for one of these guys we're talking about now?
Well, I mean, if I were to drop McKinnon, I mean, we got, because I got McKinnon and Kelly. Like, I'm thinking about, should I drop both of those guys? I mean, right now, so there's Jamal Williams. He has Gibson on my team. There's McKissick out there. There's that Purine guy for New York and Le'Veon gone. We got, what's his name? What's the other running back for the Chargers? Justin Jackson, he's out there too.
Man, I like Kelly more than Jackson as a player, but Jackson, they were using him. So if that trend continues, I think I would rather have Justin Jackson for the upside over McKinnon now with Mostert back, and then Tevin Coleman. You know, that's just a rough backfield to try to predict. So I think that I would rank them Justin Jackson above him. And if you wanted to take the upshot with P. Ryan, obviously Frank Gore is still going to be getting work. It's a terrible offense. Maybe P. Ryan gets 60% of the workload, and, you know, maybe he does something with it, maybe not. So that's just kind of a flyer call for you. But personally, I think Justin Jackson is the best back of those four.
Okay, so Justin Jackson, drop McKinnon for Justin Jackson, and keep Kelly on the. Don't drop Kelly, right?
Jordan,
man, it's tough for me, man. Like, Kelly looked really good at the beginning, but now, you know, he's got the fumbling issues. He's not really seeing the snaps. It's tough. I think you're fine holding McKinnon because another injury to Mostert or any of those guys, he'll see more work. So I think that's the best flyer, you know, talk about handcuff running back in the league right now. He's one of them. Obviously, Madison Pollard still high ends, but he's one of the best. And I think you want to hold on to him.
Okay, so hold McKinnon and then drop Kelly.
Maybe Kelly for Jackson. I wouldn't hate to have both of them just to see how that shakes out, because whichever one of them ends up getting the work is going to be a very valuable player because that offense moves the ball.
Yeah, actually, I think drop McKinnon for Jackson if you can, because then you secure that backfield, right? And I just think that's probably a better situation.
I agree.
Than trying to hope for an injury ahead of McKinnon.
Okay, and I got Eckler in the IR spot, so I'll have all three of those running backs.
You got the monopoly.
That's a lot of spots, but you're probably
then go out and trade for Justin Herbert, too. Pick up Mike Williams. Pick up Justin Jackson. Trade for Herbert, start the Chargers every week.
Chargers, that's right.
All right, DJ, we got to move on. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, cool, man. Peace.
All right, man. We got another call who's been waiting on hold for 17 minutes. I'm not sure who this is. Good evening. Thank you for calling Sleeper Wire. Please stop screaming. Tell us your name. Tell us your question.
Sorry, kids. It's Gabriel. How are you guys?
Hey, Gabriel. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
It's a quick question. It's a PPR league. Who would you rather have the best of the season, Tyler Lockett or Kenny Golladay?
Golladay.
Kenny G. Not close.
Oh, okay. That's all I needed. I'm 5-0, baby. Thank you, guys.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good problem to have.
Thanks for the call, Gabriel. All right, phone lines are wide open. 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP. We got a lot of backlog questions here. We got to start getting to some mail sack stuff here. Okay, let's start with some stuff from YouTube. These people are watching right now. The DC Monkey, Freeman or Lindsay this week? I'm not sure if he meant Devonta Freeman or Royce Freeman.
Probably Devonta and Philip Lindsay. I think we need to wait and see if they're going to allow Melvin Gordon to play since he just got that Dewey last night.
I think it's Lindsay either way. I really like Lindsay. You know, he's healthy hopefully now. I'm cool letting Freeman just sit on the bench or on waivers. I don't want to gamble on him. He looked okay, but I don't know. I don't really like him that much. I haven't seen enough to where Lindsay's a dynamic player. You know, he could average 5 yards a carry. If Gordon's out, he could easily have 100 yards. No problem. Lindsay's the man.
All right. Let's move on to a Twitch question. Actually, this one got changed. There we go. How am I looking? Quarterback, Dalton, running back, CMC, Cook, Sanders, wide receivers, Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson, AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, defense, who do I stream? Tight end, Travis Kelce also has Julio at wide receivers, and Chark. So just generally, like, how do you like this guy's team rest of season?
Looking stacked and stream Miami.
Yeah.
Miami is a good stream defense.
It's a good roster, man.
All right. Phuc Nguyen. Nguyen. I forget how to say that. Nguyen, I think. Phuc Nguyen. Which kicker should I pick up? Jason Sanders or Young Ho Koo?
I kind of like Young Ho, baby.
Got to go with Koo.
Double for Koo.
Love me some Koo.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This one's off to Twitch. Rico Dangles. Ha. Hey, guys. Serious running back issues this year. Need help with a trade. Half point wide receiver. Let's see. He's got Kupp, Edelman, Lockett, Ward, Alshon. He's got AP, Jamal Williams, McKissick, Justin Jack. I'd say that is some trouble. That is some trouble. Worth making a trade for something like Kittle for Julio, Freeman, Kittle for Julio, Le'Veon, Kittle for Diggs, Freeman. What do you guys think? Given this roster and given his options, what would be your move here?
I'd be trading Kupp for anything I could get. That'd be my first move. If I could trade Kupp for somebody. Trading him for running back would be tough, though. You probably have to add something onto that if you could package and then stream wide receivers that way. I think that's your best option, especially in only a half PPR. Kupp's more touchdown dependent, so he's a little bit better, but I do think that he's tough to play week to week right now because he doesn't always see the volume.
I think that you're on. I mean, yeah, I think he's also on the right track that he can get a lot out of Kittle. So if he could get an RB1 straight up for Kittle and then, you know, maybe grab like Tanyan or, you know, Schultz or something else like that. I don't think it's too big of a downgrade from Kittle in that position to upgrade at. So the best replacement would be something like, you know, Tanyan, kind of like we were saying, if someone's unhappy with Hockenson, he might be dropped and be out there. Mike Gesicki's probably owned, but I mean, there's guys you can get your hands on. Ebron's out there in a lot of leagues actually right now. It's possible that Dallas Goedert was dropped in your league.
Would you go after Nick Chubb? That, I think, depending on your record, I think that's a move that could be worth making because his playoff schedule is just insane. And if he comes back fully healthy.
That's what I'd like this guy to write us back here because I can't imagine he doesn't have better running backs than this. I mean, these are round 6, 7, and 9 guys. Yeah, he must have got Saquon and Chubb or something to be left with this because this is rough.
Yeah, could be a bigger league also.
Yeah, it'd have to be a really big league because I don't know.
And trading Kittle could be a big downgrade, right? That's the other issue is you think about what you lose losing Kittle to get a Julio.
Well, if we're just trading for a running back, though, yeah. I know what he's asking, yeah. But I wouldn't trade for a wide receiver. You're not hurting too bad. Kupp, Edelman, and Lockett. And then if Alshon comes back, plus there seems to be a new wide receiver that you can pick up every single week. Yeah. That's pretty decent, at least one. So I think the running backs are really going to be the ones that are hard to come by.
Yeah, and he'll still have Hunter Henry tight end, so that's not too bad.
Oh, he has Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry. He's fine. He's absolutely fine. Trade Kittle. Absolutely. Trade Kittle for an RB1.
Get rid of him. Okay. Not get rid of Kittle. Not like you want to get rid of him. I'm just saying he's the guy to trade. All right. Let's jump over to the Mixler questions. We got one from Ricardo Banks. Sorry, can't call. 12 team PPR got a trade offer. Ooh. Geez. Let's do a trade. Oh, that's the train, not the trade. My Allen Robinson for Carson and MVS. So his roster, he has CEH, Mixon, Latavius Murray, Dobbins. His wide receivers are Allen Robinson, Ridley, Boyd, Beasley, and Williams.
I think I'd be okay with that. Chris Carson is a stud.
Yeah, Chris Carson is good. He is good. But see if you can get someone other than MVS. MVS doesn't do anything. Like, to me, it's just Allen Robinson for Carson straight up.
Well, here's who
I don't mind the swap.
Here's who his trade partner has. Aaron Jones, Carson, Cook, and Robinson and running back and Gibson. And then he has Amari Cooper, Lockett, Landry, and Patrick at wide receiver.
Would you go after Cook if you could?
Go after Dalvin?
Yeah. If you can, you know, catch him.
I mean, if this guy's willing to do that.
But if he's going Allen Robinson for Carson and you said get something better than MVS, who would you ask for? Landry, Cooper? Not Cooper. Probably not Lockett. Landry, Patrick, one of those two?
Yeah, I'm not even sure that Patrick is that big of an upgrade over MVS with Lazard being out. I mean, MBS could be a perfectly fine fill-in option. It's not sexy, but with Rodgers playing the way that he is, I think that's probably an okay trade.
Yeah, I like it straight up. It's just if there's something else that kind of tickles your fancy, MBS doesn't really move the needle for me. He's just a throw-in body.
It is. It's a throw-in body, but he's getting Chris Carson. So that's the real piece. So like MVS, that just gives him a little bit of depth, injury security. So I don't think I would push the trade too hard trying to get a different wide receiver when really he just wants Chris Carson.
We got another phone call. Let's take the phone call. You guys can call in 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. You jump the line and talk to us immediately. Good evening, caller. Thanks for calling Sleeper Wire. What's your name? What's your question?
What's up, man? This is Oswaldo.
Hey, Oswaldo.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How you
What's
doing?
What's up?
Man, sorry I'm late. Just got off of work not too long ago. So I'm kind of in a pickle. I need to drop some people to pick up a tight end because Waller has a bye week.
Okay. What you looking at?
Nothing good. None, but I got Noah Fant, Allie Cox, Logan Thomas. Who is on here? Doyle.
Is Gronk there?
In top. Who?
Is Gronk there?
Has to
nah, be. He's not there.
Thanks.
There's a Knox. Gronk's not there. Can't okay. Great.
That's really tough. I mean, like, Fant is the obvious choice if he was healthy, but...
Yeah, he just needs a bye week fill-in for Waller. You know, I don't... don't hate me for this, but I don't think Darren Fells is a terrible option this year, or for this upcoming week if he's there.
Let's see. Yeah, he's available.
Who are the other options again?
There's Njuko's on there too. Sample, Fells, Brait, Knox, Everett, Burden.
Oh, you know what? Actually, if Mo Ali Cox is health, if he's the guy,
he's not
against the Bengals.
He's not.
Burton, the Bengals are a good tight end matchup.
Burton's going to be your guy. If you want to go with a tight end there with Burton back, let me see how many targets they tried to feed Burton, but Mo Ali Cox disappeared last week with Burton coming back.
Yeah, because that matchup is great for tight ends.
Trey Burton got 6 targets last week, 5 receptions and 6 targets, and he had 5 targets the week before that. So I think I would go Trey here. They're trying to force him to be, and Phillip Rivers likes targeting his tight end. So probably Trey Burton for me, actually.
Think so. And who would you drop? Should I try to scoop up Ruggs? Since I dropped Hilton, I was like, man, I just gave up on him. As soon as I got the chance, I dropped him.
Yeah, let Hilton be somebody else's problem. It'll make you less stressed out. It'll bring you to inner peace. But yes, you should try to pick up Ruggs.
Okay. All right. Out of these options, who's droppable? I got Debo, Higgins, and I believe Ayuk.
Which one do you like, Lucas? Debo or Ayuk? Which one is it going to be?
I prefer Ayuk over Debo, personally.
Damn
so
right.
I would drop Debo.
Yeah, I'd drop Debo too.
I watched the game and they're targeting Ayuk a lot, but the quarterback just
yeah, you see more snaps.
Wasn't getting it done.
Debo had 8 targets and 2 catches. So I would rather have a
ugly company.
Yeah, real ugly. And I'd much rather if you're just asking me Ruggs or I'd rather have Ruggs than any of those three, but I would much rather have Ruggs than Debo.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Oswaldo. Thanks for the call, man. Have a wonderful week. All right, guys, back to the questions here. Let's jump back into the Mixler questions because I got another one. From Stone Cold Rogers. Gave me the thumbs up emoji. I guess he couldn't find the double bird emoji, because that's what you should give me if you call yourself Stone Cold. Pick 2 for Superflex. Deshaun Watson, Gardner Minshew, and Cam Newton. Who do you like? Who are you sitting?
Is Cam playing this week?
I'm sitting Gardner Minshew. Come on.
Cam playing?
I mean,
you don't know if Cam is playing yet, but you have to imagine if he's
officially
playing,
healthy.
So they activated him off the COVID reserve list.
I believe so.
Newton is good to go. Newton's good to go. So yeah, Watson and Cam, baby.
All right,
have to.
We got another call. Let's see who this is. I believe this is Corbin. Hey, Corbin, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What's your question today?
Okay, I got a lot. So let me look at this. I need to drop someone out of Deontay Johnson, T. Higgins, Mecole Hardman, Deebo Samuel, and Jerry Jeudy.
So this is going to be either Mecole Hardman or Deebo for me. Probably Deebo. They're a run first. They're a run first team. They have Mostert back. They run first team. Mostert back. Kittle's the preferred target. And when it comes to the wide receivers, I like Ayuk more there. So that's pretty easy for me, actually.
Yeah, I go Deebo.
Okay. And then I got a couple trades if it'll load. Okay. Melvin Gordon and CeeDee Lamb for Robinson. I'm the Melvin Gordon side.
No.
Nope.
CeeDee Lamb is balling out, and they're getting ready. They're bringing back Ozigbo. So I'm not crazy worried about him, but it could become a split touchback backfield.
You're not worried about Andy Dalton ruining his targets at all?
Man, nope. think about – not really. I mean, he's still a gunslinger, right? We saw AJ Green, all of his – wide receiver one seasons were with Andy, and this is a much better team than what he was dealing with in Cincinnati. So I think that the defense is still garbage and they're going to have to throw the ball and put up points.
Okay. What about Mostert for Sanders? I'm Mostert.
Yeah, I think I would do that because yeah. Sanders is clearly the guy there. And yeah, I think I would do that.
Okay, last one. Kyler Murray and Drake for Dalvin Cook.
Kyler Murray and Drake, and you would be getting Dalvin?
Yes.
And who would be your quarterback?
My streaming options are Herbert or Dalton.
Okay, so you're getting rid of Kyler, who is your starting quarterback, to get Dalvin. I think I would do this and then roll with Herbert.
Have to do it, yeah, and get Herbert right away.
I was leaning Dalton.
It's falling.
I like Dalton. I mean, don't get me wrong, but you would have to have one of them to play this week, right? And
which would be Dalton because Herbert's on bye.
Yes. So yeah, pick up Dalton, and enjoy that.
Okay. I think last question. How should I feel about like Julio and Chark going forward?
I feel better about Chark than Julio.
Man, that's really hard because I don't know what it is with Chark not getting targets. Like it's. It doesn't make any sense. Even when he's healthy or he's banged up, he's just not getting the ball. I think I'm more confident in Julio, but it's really just when is he going to be healthy? Same with Shark, man. When is he going to be healthy? That's tough. I think you got to lean with Julio there. But Shark he needs to get the targets. I don't know why he's not getting the volume. I can't explain that.
I'm 4-1 right now with McCaffrey, Julio, Shark, and more all sitting on my bench.
Damn.
Yeah, keep riding that.
That's a squad.
Yeah.
Should I try to trade more while I can? Or
no, don't trade. That's DJ Moore?
Yes.
No, I don't think you can trade DJ Moore. He's too good. He's too talented.
Yeah, I think at this point I just have to hold Julio more, and I think Chark is fine and hope they get back soon.
Yeah, I would try and chop Julio if you could. Honestly, I think he's got the name value that maybe you could get something for him.
I've tried. Everyone acts like he's the plague in my league. I'm just holding it for now.
Yeah, you got a hell of a B team. That's for sure.
That's how it be sometimes. That's how it be.
Yeah.
Okay, start 2 wide receiver and then 1 flex. So I have AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, Joe Mixon. Oh, wait, Keenan Allen's on bye. Never mind. So Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown, Joe Mixon. And then I guess if CMC is back, Sanders is in that equation.
Miles Sanders?
Yes.
So I think you're probably starting Miles Sanders flex. And you said you had 2 wide receivers and a flex, right? Is what you needed?
Yes.
Man, that is tough. That's really tough. I think AJ Brown you have to start. Miles Sanders or Joe Mixon. I think you got to start Joe Mixon almost.
Yeah,
both Sanders, are really tough matchups, though.
They are. Yeah,
Miles
I think
Sanders just put up 2 touchdowns against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but one was a long run. So if you take off that production, it's like he had a decent game. I just don't like the matchup against Baltimore. Baltimore is gonna just eat Philly alive.
Yeah, I'm okay with Joe, and I'm going AJ for sure. And it was between Cooper Kupp and Cup who's the other one? Who? Kupp or who? Yeah. Sorry,
Kupp Moore or Chark for wide receiver.
Kupp for me. It's AJ Brown and Kupp.
I would take more. I love me some DJ Moore. Give me some more.
Not for me. I like Cup. You just you're so down on Cup.
I hate him, man.
He's, I know you do.
He never gets it done for me when I need him to. I have a league where I start him every week, and he gets like 4 points here, 6 points here. It's so annoying. At least I know DJ Moore can do something with the ball. Cooper Kupp never does. Never.
This must not be a PPR league that you have him in, because this dude is averaging like 7 catches a game.
No, come on.
4.5955. So.
Never 7 once?
He has a 9. It's an average. So maybe it's 6. Maybe he's averaging 6 catches a game, but he's getting 5, 6, 10, 7, 8 targets.
Ugh, it's just
hater.
So annoying.
Hater.
It's so annoying trying to predict when he's going to have a good game. It doesn't make any sense. It should be Kupp and Woods every week. Some weeks we get neither of them. It's so annoying. I can't even imagine.
Personal so bias. Angry. Personal bias.
So angry.
I don't know, Corbin. You're gonna have to decide if you want to take the risk of Cooper Kupp. It sounds like.
Yeah, I don't. I've been leaning away from him for a while because he just doesn't get it done.
Well, keep doing it, man.
Moore hasn't been getting.
Don't let him keep treating you like crap. Just tell him time out. Put him on a bench.
Back burner.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last question to stream defense this week. I have Dolphins, Washington, and then the Chiefs.
Welcome to Miami, baby.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm getting. Miami.
We're going to Miami.
All right, everybody likes the Miami fans.
For me, thank you.
All right, Corbin, thanks for the call, man. Phone lines are wide open, guys. 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP. Back to some questions from, where are we at? YouTube, Benny Jordan wants to know, Tanyan or Janu in PPR for this week?
Janu.
I mean, how can you sit Tanyan right now?
Janu.
Oof. Tanyan only has 5 touchdowns in 3 games, and he's only not caught 1 of his targets in the last 3 games. I'm going Tanyan.
So that's a split. How about this one? Corbett Kurt wants to know, Tanyan or Gesicki rest of season?
That for me is Tanyan. I think you want to roll with Tanyan.
Gesicki, that guy.
He's good.
You know,
Tua though. Once he gets Tua, oh man, it's over. But
probably Tanyan, but don't sleep on Gesicki.
No, you can't. I'm not saying you're sleeping on him.
And don't drop him either. Trade him. Someone needs a tight end, and he's productive.
I mean, to be honest, to your point, if you can get more for Tanyan than Gesicki, then you trade Tanyan because he's the hot player right now. And then you keep Gesicki. Tua comes in, 10 targets a game in the slot. Boom.
Looking good.
All right, we got another call.
Tua to Gesicki.
I got to play this for this guy.
Is this how it feels? Is this how it feels to win?
It's a Zeus go Raiders. They beat the Chiefs, man. How did you feel?
Yeah, man. I heard you guys feeling bummed out for me, but, you know, they made some noise.
That's basically like winning the Super Bowl, basically.
Hey, man, it does. We took the Super Bowl team out. So
hell yeah.
In the division. Yeah. That was a great win right there. I was watching the whole game. It was great from beginning to end.
We're happy for you, man. What do you got question-wise for us this week?
All right. Question real quick. Rate my team. I made a trade. Before I tell you guys about the trade, you guys might not like it, but that's the player I really wanted. And I'm going to go full Friday on you guys. I don't care, kiss my ass or what. So this is my team. Derek Carr at quarterback. Derek Carr, Gardner Minshew, and Teddy Bridgewater. At wide receiver, Julio Jones, DJ Chark, Marquise Brown, T. Higgins, Preston Williams. At running back, Aaron Jones, Jonathan Taylor, Ronald Jones, Josh Kelly, Malcolm Brown. At tight end, Darren Waller, and the defense is Pittsburgh.
So I'm going to give it a B.
I'll give it a C.
Okay. All right, and I have Alan Lazard on IR in case he comes back, because they didn't really say if he was going to be out or that he is going to come back. So unless I hear he's going to be out, then I'll drop him. But that's what.
So what was the trade you did that you're not wanting to tell us?
Oh no, I'm telling you, I really wanted this guy. I was going to draft him the round that the guy stole him from me. He's a wide receiver. He's my Raiders wide receiver, Henry Ruggs. I traded Teddy Bridgewater for him, straight up.
That's fine.
Oh, I like that. That's fine. You got quarterback.
Who put this thing together? together. Okay. Me. That's who.
Why? Because the guy I went up against him this week. He had Prescott, and he's out. So now he needs a quarterback because his only quarterback is Tonga Vailoa.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably not going to start for another couple of weeks or so.
I mean, the thing about Fitzpatrick is that team just absolutely loves him. Everybody loves Fitzpatrick. They come out and they say that they've never had as much fun playing football as what they do with Ryan Fitzpatrick. That guy is money, okay? He just loves life, and just the interviews and everything that this guy does. Like when Gardner Minshew came out and like they had that little tiff, and Minshew's like, oh, I'm not, you know, I respect my elders. By much, you know, by whatever he said. Gosh dang it, I kind of messed that up. But I love everything about Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he is so fun.
All right. Yeah, so I really wanted Ruggs. I was trying to get him. I was trying to offer different traits, and he finally budged on him. Since I have Julio Jones injured and DJ Chark again injured, I'm kind of, you know, tight at wide receiver, so I needed to make a move for a wide receiver.
Yeah, I think that was a good move.
All righty. And then I think I'm done with Malcolm Brown. I know you guys have been telling me hold on to him for a little bit, but I'm putting a claim for Fulham.
Yeah.
Wide receiver from Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. I think that I would be looking to grab a running back because it sounds like you have a lot of wide receivers. So I would probably be trying to replace Malcolm Brown with like P. Ryan from P. Ryan from the Jets, or possibly snagging Ozigbo to see how that touch share breaks down. But probably P. Ryan.
Yeah, I just don't believe enough in Fulgham, I don't think, to consider dropping Malcolm Brown for him.
Okay. What wide receivers do you think instead of Fulgham?
Well, who's available?
I got the Frank Gore is available. wide receivers is Pascal, Perriman, Washington, Shepard, Mooney, Christian Kirk, Alshon Jeffrey.
Not a lot there.
Nothing inspiring.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been waiting on Christian Kirk to do something and just take that number two role and ball out because the talent is there. But other than that, you know,
would maybe you flip Brown for Frank Gore? I don't hate it. It's just he should get the ball.
Yeah,
like,
I would.
Like him or not.
I would. I think that, you know, he's going to be pretty reliable for 60 yards and maybe fall into the end zone. Like
60 total yards.
60 total yards a game. Yeah, 50 to 60 yards a game, and maybe get lucky with a touch.
All right. What kind of running back do you think I'd get in a trade for Julio Jones?
He still has.
I'm happy I finally was able to draft him, but he doesn't even want to play for me, man. You know.
I would go after.
I think you have to go after someone who's hurt, like someone who's injured right now, whether it's an Eckler, a Nick Chubb, you know, someone who maybe needs a wide receiver. That's, I think, your mm-hmm. best bet. But if you're going lower tier, like, I don't even know.
I would go after a wide receiver too. Or a running back too, rather. I would look at, you know, David Johnson, try to get, you know, Johnson, Gurley, maybe a Connor, Montgomery, Mixon. If any of those guys, I think, would probably be your best bet. I'm not sure I would go as low as Singletary.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to make the trade. I'm just very, like, disappointed he's not really playing, you know?
Yeah. It's tough, man. That's where, like, we were talking with a few other callers about Julio, and it's you can't get much for him. And that's where even trying to trade him for a running back two, it's hard because he hasn't done anything. You may have to wait until he has one good game. And then, you know, they're like, oh, Julio's back. Who wants him, right? And pull one of those. But to try and trade him now, you're probably looking at running back three territory at best, because people who have running back ones, running back twos, they need them for their rosters, right? So it's going to be tough.
Yeah. And you guys think I should pick up Green Bay defense? They're out there. I have Pittsburgh, but, you know, they have a favorable matchup like these next 3 weeks.
I mean,
next week against the Texans, then the Vikings.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I'm sticking with Pittsburgh, and I would rather have that spot for an upside player.
Okay.
Oh man, they have a tough schedule. Crap.
Yeah, because I think right now I'm just gonna leave a couple of spaces open. or anybody that like has a Chase Claypool showing, you know.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Grab some lottery tickets, Jesus. Y'all
look
good?
Look out for that Chargers D for sure. Yeah. Look out for the Chargers. If they get dropped, they're the one to look out for.
Oh, they're there. Okay, they're there.
Yeah, like get them, if you can get them.
Yeah, if Pittsburgh and Chargers, if you wanted to rock two defenses, Pittsburgh and Chargers.
They play the Jags, but then.
Well, they play the Jets in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's money. They play the Broncos, you know. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh's got to play Baltimore. It's not looking good for Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Well, thanks for the rate, guys. I'm glad you guys liked that trade.
Hell yeah.
I thought you guys weren't going to like it, but that's the guy I really good. Want. And go Raiders.
Get your guy, Steven.
Go Raiders. Hell yeah. Jesus. Go Raiders. Keep winning. All right. Thanks for the call, Jesus. Phone lines are open, guys. If you want to get in, there's a little bit more time. 205-797-5337. 205-79-SLEEP. Back to questions. Bobby Pigskins on the Mixler. I need a defensive quarterback this week. Tampa and Russell Wilson. Who gets dropped here is the roster. Zeke, Jay Connor, Mike Evans, Fuller, McLaurin, Judy, Jonnu, Tampa. Bench is Russ, Lockett, Murray, Pollard, Gesicki, and Chase Edmonds. So I'm guessing we're dropping. We got to drop from the
drop.
Yeah, we got to drop from the bench. So
I'd rather
drop Pollard.
I mean,
Drop Judy myself.
Yeah, I mean,
is
I'm okay.
Judy
with...
that good that you can't drop him? I don't think. I think he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you're okay. Either way, I mean, I'm not in love with either of those players. I think that, you know, Judy has star power in him. You know, I think if now that they're going to have Lock back, I think that there's a lot of upside there. And obviously with Pollard, there's nothing there until when and if Zeke gets hurt. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, you could probably get him back next week. You know, I don't think anyone's going to grab him in the off week.
Maybe the Zeke owner, but
Zeke owner
I
might,
don't know.
Yeah. Maybe. You see Dalvin go out, man. People are starting to get worried for sure.
Yeah, so Judy would be a fine drop, but it'd be between those two for me.
Eric Musil wants to know, pick two, standard, Gibson, Damian Harris, Montgomery. Who's going to score the
touchdowns?
Montgomery
and Harris for me.
I think Montgomery for sure.
I mean, Gibson against the Giants, it's not terrible.
I like Gibson, man. I like him a lot.
Do you?
I like him a lot, man. He's a side speed specimen.
Okay. I mean, I'm okay with Gibson. I don't love him or Harris. They're kind of about equal for me, but I'll go with Gibson. It is standard, so.
All right, Gibson.
Harris gets a little bump.
Gibson and Monty. Bobby Pigskins actually agreed with that one. Bobby Pigskins, Bridgewater, Cousins, or Stafford? Should I drop Cousins for Stafford?
Let me check all of their. So, I mean.
I kind of like it.
Lions Cousins got the Jags is playing.
Cousins this week, though. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, but Stafford plays Jacksonville. So, I mean.
Stafford plays the Falcons next week.
Yes, go with Stafford. Couple good matchups there.
Yeah, you got Stafford, then Colts, Vikings. Yeah, Stafford's got a great schedule.
All right.
Washington.
Bobby Pigskins, if I don't get Claypool through waivers, I'm still dropping Pascal. Who do you prefer rest of season? Patrick, Cole, or Fulgham?
Probably Fulgham, but Patrick is sneaky.
I don't even really like any of those guys. It's funny because my inkling is Cole just because I've been starting him in a bunch of leagues, but I don't really like him either. He's just been scoring touchdowns. I think I would lean Patrick. I don't know. Yeah. I think I would. He's big body receiver. I like him more than Fulgham. Fulgham seems like a one-hit wonder to me.
Okay. I mean, it's possible, but he looked pretty good.
He did look good. He did look good.
I believe we have a repeat caller. Caller, welcome back to the show. What's your question? What's your name? Caller?
Oh, it's Corbin from earlier.
Hey, Corbin. What's up?
So I have to do a 2-for-1 to get room to pick up a defense because I have a lot of waivers I have to do. So I'm thinking either A.J. Brown and Mixon for DK or Mixon and A.J. Brown or Keenan Allen for Diggs or Thielen.
So I don't know that that's a big enough upgrade. A.J. Brown's a baller and Mixon, I mean, you should be able to get those wide receivers that you're talking about. You should pretty much be able to get any of those straight up for Mixon. Well, I don't know. Diggs and Metcalf are both balling, but
AJ Brown, though, it's a lot.
I think you're giving up too much. I mean, that's a lot to give up right there. Let me just take a little look here. Let me do it justice.
Yeah, that's tough for me. Mixon is still a workhorse back. He's getting the touches. It's tough to give him up for much.
I mean, Metcalf is the number one.
He's on bye too. So you make that trade for a guy who's on bye. That's another
situation. Yeah, that would be a more appealing trade to me.
I'm
if you're going to do
though,
that.
So like, I could probably afford it.
Can you trade someone who's not AJ Brown though? Because AJ Brown's going to be like, he could be as good as Metcalf. He could be better than Metcalf. Yeah. Like he's that good. He was the alpha at Ole Miss. It wasn't DK Metcalf.
So the alternate, I could drop Bell pretty much Bell or Moore, but I'm not dropping Moore.
I mean, I think if it were me, I would rather. Trade Moore and Mixon. AJ Brown's better than Moore.
Moore and Mixon for maybe like Diggs.
It still seems like.
A small upgrade. Like you're really splitting hairs. Both guys could be wide receiver two the rest of the season.
I know Diggs is a top wide receiver right now. You know, for those though, I'm going to want to target like Adams or Tyreek or
guys you know are ones, not someone who's just off to a hot start.
Yeah, or you know, or Hopkins. You know, target one of the like the studs, like the stud studs that for sure has the staying power.
What'd you say, Corbin?
I said Hopkins owner won't budge, so I could try like Reek or Adams.
I would trade Adams. Try Adams because you know he's not currently.
I'm the Cook owner. Sorry, continue. My bad.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm the Cook owner, and Madison's on waiver right now. Do you think I drop Lev Bell for Madison? Lev Bell for Madison.
I think that I probably would to have that assurance.
Do you think you need it, though? I think is my only question, because you're probably doing it for what, 1 week?
Well, it's to have the assurance all year. Dalvin Cook, just like, I own him and I love him, but like, I was joking about this with my buddy that every time he runs, I'm just praying that I'm just like, okay, get up. Like every time he hits the turf, I'm like, okay, just get up, because I've seen him. I have him every single year. I have a keeper league, so I've had him for the last 3 years, and like he just always gets injured, and it's, you know, just something. You know, he seems to just like soft tissue, just get little tweaks and things here and there, and so like it's very nerve-wracking owning him.
Yeah.
If it helps, my running backs are Cook, Sanders, Mixon, and Gordon and McCaffrey. So Bell is like pretty far down there.
You don't need him at all.
I would get rid of Bell just to secure, for sure. Because,
we don't know where he's going. And even if he goes to a good spot, let someone else deal with that headache.
Yep.
Okay. I'd still have to get rid of someone. So I guess I could try like, I have tough.
Could you potentially trade up running backs? Like you're talking about trading for a wide receiver. Could you potentially do the same trade but for a running back? So upgrade Mixon or upgrade Sanders. I feel like that's a better, if you can make it happen, that's like a better trade up, the way you could see some more value that way.
Who would be that candidate?
For Allaire, man, a trade maybe? Like that, like we're talking about? Yeah, like a top five, top six guy, like a Zeke or a Clyde.
Allaire, Henry.
Henry actually would be a great target because he's not playing very well. He's really lucky that he scored touchdowns this week. But it'd be hard to get Jacobs. He's been so good. But yeah, like any of those, basically anyone who was drafted ahead or around Mixon, I think those are guys you want to target, like top 10, 12 picks.
Okay. Yeah. And then also, I got a commissioner question. So these two guys traded CeeDee Lamb and who was it? Oh, and Melvin Gordon. And so like for Allen Robinson or the one receiving Gordon wants to cancel it because Gordon has the DUI. Do you think I let them figure that out or?
Did you push it through?
Did they already agree to it? They approved it?
Yes, they did the trade like before the Gordon DUI. And then we have 2-day trades on. So it goes through tomorrow.
It's just something that naturally happens. He's gonna cancel the trade because Gordon may miss a week because they may suspend him a week. He agreed to the trade, right? He agreed to the trade. I'm not really sure what the point of, what is the point of a 2 week period in your league?
No, he said two day.
A 2 day period. Is that something that you want to be consistent with? However, your league has done trades in the past. That's the biggest thing. So I would say you want to be consistent. If the 2 day, if you guys always just have the 2 day and the trades always go through, I don't really know the reasoning for why you guys have a 2 day lingering period. I mean, rather than
most leagues, I think it's just standard, right? Like, I think it's just a standard setting, whether it's ESPN leagues or whatever leagues. Yeah. What I would say is if both owners agree to it, then I guess. But unless that's the case, for me, it's going through. I don't veto trades. Trades don't get vetoed unless there's clear collusion. It's the only reason. If he's sour because he traded for a guy who got a DUI, well, that's fantasy. It happens, right? There's nothing you can do about it.
It's going like through
unless the other owner, for some reason, agrees to veto the trade or undo the trade. And even still, if I was commissioner, I would still push it through. It's stupid to do something like that. It could happen to anybody. Players get injured all the time. And I think, if anything, you know, in this offseason, bring up that holdover period and say, maybe we should get rid of this. Maybe we should just push it through right away so these things don't happen. Yep. And you don't have these issues.
That's what I'm doing here.
Yeah, if you really want to, you could just do approval, but just make sure you're Johnny on the spot. And so you make sure there's no collusion or anything funky going on. And as soon as that trade happens, you see it, boom, you push it through.
So what did you say for Devontae Adams? Like Keenan Allen or... Keenan Allen and Joe Mixon for Devontae Adams?
Oh, hell yeah. I would do that. Or even go after Michael Thomas, if you can get after Michael Thomas, because he's another guy who's not playing right now, right?
Empty owners and active, so like, it'd be hard to get to him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you.
All right, dude. Thank you for the double call. We appreciate that. Good luck this week, Corbin. We got to get back into some questions, guys. We are so far behind. All right. Back to the YouTube real quick. Joss Whedon wants to know, Mecole Hardman or Anthony Miller this weekend?
Give me the upside with Mecole.
Yes, sir. Mecole.
All right.
My guy.
Same guy, different question. Ryquell Armstead, is he still alive? Good question.
Great question. I don't know.
He was activated today, right?
No, that was activated. A Zigbo.
Zigbo.
Yeah.
Was activated today.
I have no... There's been nothing. No news, nothing.
He must be not feeling good.
Yeah, I just don't know what to say. Right. Nothing, no news.
Let's see. SPAC 21, wide receiver 3. Who are you starting? Crowder at Miami, Chenault at Detroit, or Cooks and Tennessee?
Crowder's an every week start for me.
Yeah, I think I need at least another week from Cooks if I'm gonna buy in. It's still Crowder for me. I think I saw a stat today. I forgot to put it out. I think it was Betts. Who said it's Crowder's like wide receiver 3 in points per game or something stupid like that? Yeah.
Stud.
All right. Minimal impact on the Twitch. Juju versus Cleveland. Woods at San Francisco. Justin Jefferson at Atlanta. Who's in the end zone the most? Because it's a standard.
I want to say JJ so bad. So bad. But I think it's still Woods. I think it's still Woods.
So if Deontay Johnson, I don't know.
Does it matter? Did you not see what happened this week?
Juju
didn't do anything.
Against Cleveland.
Cleveland's not bad. They're all right.
Let me see. I gotta check one thing.
Man.
Okay.
He's legit.
I gotta check one thing.
I know that Jeff Ratcliffe has Woods very high in his rankings. Him and Juju are both high.
Man, neither of them are seeing that many targets, are they?
No.
Where's Juju at? Oh my gosh,
Juju's been hanging out with Ryquell Armstead.
Yeah, Juju. I was looking at it the other day. Juju, I think, has what, 24 targets? Claypool has 23. Ebron has 20. And Deontay is still out targeting Juju despite missing two games.
Toledo Rockets.
Yeah, it's Woods.
Yes, sir.
Two for Woods. Dadge wants to know, trade Mike Connor for Herbert and Mike Williams. I have Minshew, and at wide receiver, I have Lockett, Hollywood, Cooks, and Green.
Trading Connor for Herbert?
For Herbert and Mike Williams.
Oh. What were his wide receivers again? I had to see it here. He's Lockett Hollywood.
I got his running backs up there too. So he's got Zeke, Connor, David Johnson, Gibson, and Harris. I don't think you're trading. No.
I think you
got
to hold Connor. I just Connor's not great, but he's still a starting running back. It's Herbert's not enough of an upgrade for me.
Yeah. All right, George Reed Jr. wants to know, what's Mike Davis's role going to be once CMC comes back?
Bench warmer. Water boy.
Back to the bench. Hell yeah.
Keep that pine warm. All right, Mini Jordan, or what? It's probably not pine anymore. It's probably aluminum. Maybe they'll put him on COVID cleanup duty. Maybe he'll get some handy wipes and some sanitizer and clean things up.
He'll be in the stands wiping off the wiping off the seats.
There you go. Mini Jordan, Gurley, Tanyan, and Chark for Mike Thomas. PPR, which side wins? That's a big trade. Three for
Mike
one.
Mike Thomas. Get yourself some Mike Thomas.
I mean, if you have depth, if you have a ton of depth, but this is the year that having depth is very nice. So, you know, how if Mike Thomas injures himself again, which could happen, you know, re-aggravates just something, what does your team look like without those three players? Can you sustain?
Shallow league, though, it's for sure. Like, in a shallow league, you're taking that deal because you're getting the best player, and then you hopefully pick up some good players off waivers, right? You're opening up those roster spots, consolidating your team.
Sure. If you have short benches or it's a 10-man or even a 12 possibly, but if it's you're not going to have that team, I don't think, with a big league. So
Tanyan's definitely a waiver add. So that's, that's
especially good if you're 4-1, 5-0, whatever it is. Girls, if you're not as good, then maybe consider not making the move. But if you got a solid roster and you can absorb that 1 week bye, I think once he comes back, he's going to be locked and loaded. He could have played this week. He just wanted to fight.
That's right.
Mini Jordan wants to know, rest of season Chark or Deontay?
Give me Chark.
I want to say Deontay so bad. I love Deontay, man. He's the number one wide receiver in Pittsburgh.
Toledo Rocket.
Nah, I'm taking Deontay. I don't care. He's always hurt.
I got to go with Toledo Rockets alumni, Deontay. last question on YouTube right now. Noah Dronto wants to know, should I trade away Julio Jones? We kind of been talking about this all show. I don't know if you're still watching, but most people would say yes. I don't know how much you're going to get for him right now. We've kind of been toying with the idea of hang on to him for a big game and then try to sell him because it looks like his overall value has gone quite down this year. I don't know. Really, Noah, if you're still watching, kind of give us an idea of what you're looking for, and then we can kind of help you get into a trade question. Let's see. Back to the Mixler. Oswaldo wants to know, what defense would you rather have this week, Patriots or Dolphins? You guys have been high on the Dolphins. You high on the Dolphins over the Pats?
I think I would rather have the Patriots because they're playing Denver, so that's pretty solid. And just give me a second here. Let me take.
I'd still take the Dolphins. I think the Jets are that bad, and the Dolphins' defense has been pretty good. You know, you saw what they did to Gardner Minshew a few weeks ago, and what they just did to San Francisco. I think they're a legitimately good defense. I don't have any issue with playing them. The Patriots have a great D, but I think the matchup is too good to pass up.
Yeah, I do like it. I was looking at New England's schedule. So they have Denver. So New England's already had their bye, so that's a plus. They play Denver, San Francisco, Buffalo, and then the Jets. So you don't love them against Buffalo, but I think against Denver, San Francisco, and the Jets, you can play them for all 3 weeks. And with Miami, they have the Jets, and then they're rocking a bye, and then they go into the Rams and Arizona. So Miami's kind of a 1 week play and dump.
I like the Patriots defense rest of season two. Noel wrote back in here. This was the Julio Jones trade question. Someone offered me Tyler Lockett and Antonio Gibson for Julio Jones and Le'Veon Bell. I think I would do that trade.
I would take that for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I don't think it's even that close.
Really?
I don't think. I mean, especially with Tyler Lockett on bye, if you see that as a wash, you probably not going to play Julio. Tyler Lockett's on his bye. Once he comes back, you got to start him every week. Le'Veon Bell, you don't know where he's going. Running back.
Who do you like, Lockett or Julio, rest of the season?
I'm fine if you want to go with Lockett. I think Lockett's excellent. He's a supremely talented player with the MVP of the league right now. Julio, we don't know, man. We don't know what he's going to do, when he's going to break out.
If you just
and look- with Bell is up in the air versus a starting running back who's the next CMC, according to Ron Rivera.
If you just looked at the names on this, you would say Lockett and Gibson is losing big time. But I think you're actually, I think it's a sneaky upside play for those two players. I think you're selling Julio on name value here. And I don't know if you can get a whole hell of a lot more.
You're securing volume, I think, more importantly, right? You're probably going to get the volume out of those guys. Julio and Bell, you don't know what you're going to get as of right now.
Yeah, the X factor really there is just going to be, it really is going to be Le'Veon, because if he, there's definitely situations that he could end up with that you're going to be very happy you made this trade. And then I think there's situations that he could end up that you'd be pretty upset you made this trade. If he ends up in Buffalo, I think you're probably pretty upset.
Josh Allen's still the starting running back out there. I don't know.
Come on now. Zach Moss, you know, I think that he, that someplace where he's not getting hit in the backfield on a high powered offense, you know.
Do you think
and he could be washed? I don't know. We're going to see. I don't think he is.
Do you think Le'Veon even. I don't even know if Le'Veon needs to play. I mean, he's still going to get paid by the Jets, what, $6 million for the year? Like,
dude, but he's man. He has so much ego and so much pride that he can't go out like a bum. Like he wants
before.
To play. He just wants to play ball.
He's shown before that he doesn't care about playing ball as much as he cares about money.
The problem is he really doesn't. Like, I could fully see him saying, "Oh, like I could go to the Bills, but they have Josh Allen. He sucks." And he could put that on Twitter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just, I don't know if he wants to play. He wants to prove his doubters wrong, but he wants to do it his way. Mm. He doesn't want to do it anyway.
I don't know. I think that his way was telling the Steelers to go stuff it and going to the Jets, and his way didn't work out so well. I think he's had a
wake-up
call.
He got the money, though. You look at what he played, like 18 games and got $28 million. I think he won that deal, but now he got the money, so...
They released him, but like, man, I think he's just a competitor, and I think he wants to get back and show something. Like AJ Green, I've been out on AJ Green since, you know, last year. The dude just doesn't look like he wants to play football anymore. I don't get that feeling. Like with Bell, you know, this dude wants to prove that he can still ball out. And he's, you know, there's a lot of people saying, "Oh, Bell's just nothing. He wasn't that good. It was all the Steelers." Like, I think he has too much fire.
All right, but for this trade, I really like it because I think you can throw Lockett and Gibson into your lineup right now. Julio, not sure. Bell, also not sure. You might not even be able to use those guys for another week, two, maybe three, depending on what happens with Bell.
I agree.
Let's go on a mini Jordan. Okay, so this was a question about the this was the Gurley, Tanyan, and Chark for Mike Thomas trade. This is his record. He's 5-0. And that is his team. So are you trading Gurley, Thomas, and Chark from this team to get Michael Thomas?
Even with that roster, I think I still want to. Your running backs aren't
Gurley's
great.
His best
I don't
running
think
back.
That, but I don't think Gurley's that good either.
Gurley's the only bell cow on that team.
Yeah, Mike Thomas is a bell cow.
Trust
me, I'm with you. Like, I don't think his running backs are great but
Madison 1 week, D'Ernest, you know, we don't know. We don't even know if he's really usable. Swift, I mean, Justin Jackson, we're not even for sure that he's going to be the guy there over Kelly. You have Singletary, but like, I mean, I'm not doing this trade. No way. No way am I doing this trade.
Oh, he's got Dalvin too. He's got Dalvin Cook. So If you sell though, and you
that changes things,
and you get Michael Thomas, you're rolling Michael Thomas, Hopkins, and OBJ as your two wide receivers and flex in a PPR every week. I'm okay with that.
Well, again, you know, Dalvin, that's a big piece of information. That's a big piece of information. So I'm more okay with doing that trade now. But yeah, no, I'm okay with it now. I'm okay with it now.
Game around.
If 5-0, I don't know. I don't know. Gurley was a huge part of any of those five wins. He might not have.
That's all Dalvin for sure. That's all Dalvin.
Definitely. I mean, Gurley hasn't been. You know, I wasn't high on Gurley. I don't have him anywhere. But I you know, I'm just kind of calling it like I see it. Where's Gurley at? He's the number 8 running back on the season. and his last two games have been his best two games. So like he's trending in the right direction, and he has Minnesota, Detroit, Carolina, Denver, like New Orleans twice, and we gotta put it out there. Gurley's doing
what?
Pretty okay.
So instead of Gurley, what if he sold Tonyan, Chark, and Singletary?
Singletary?
Would you be better with that?
I would love that. I would love that.
Would that get love you that. Michael Thomas though?
You could start probably there. You could start there and upsell Tonyan. Like the dude is balling. Start there. I mean, yeah, that's what do you? I mean, yeah, start there. See what happens. If he wants Gurley, then okay. But like, see what he's willing to do. Sometimes you throw offers out to people, and you know they do weird things like hit accept.
It's true. That's true. All right, back to the Mixer chat. Let's see. Waiver question for Hot Toddy 2731. Cooks over Claypool and Fulgham. What do you think?
Rest of season?
Waiver this week.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Cooks.
As much as I don't like him, I think you got to take Cooks. He's trending in the right direction right now.
All that the guy does is put up 1,000 yards a season, regardless of the team he's been on.
Okay, he didn't do that last season, so I'm going to need you to just...
Did he not? What did he
do? He played like six games last
season. Okay, so he got injured last season.
Well, he get injured again. He had one good week. That's good. That's good. So did Claypool, though. Claypool probably did better, actually. So I'm just stick with Cooks. Cooks could be good. He could be good. Roll with him. I don't know if I want to start him yet. You know, I want to see one more week, but.
But you want him on your team. Get him off waivers. Yeah. Oswaldo, should I trade Cam Higgins Bell for Dalvin Cook PPR league?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
That's a sí, señor.
That's like three points.
Sí, señor! Sí, señor! Sí, señor! Sí, señor!
I know he was looking for that. Bobby Pigskins, is Fuller and Chase Edmonds too much for Diggs?
No,
I don't think so. I think that's actually a pretty good trade.
I would love Diggs with that. I mean, Diggs is, you're putting him in your lineup every single week, no question.
Yeah. I like that trade a lot, too. Oh, look who sent me a couple of... Third time's a charm. Stone Cold Rogers. So he couldn't find the double bird emojis, so he sent me two... Well, maybe he did, but I can't see him on this thing. He sent me two beer toast emojis, so he did the double Stone Cold... What do you call it? Double fisting. Picks 3.5 points. Here's your choices. Tyler Boyd, Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore... Hollywood Brown, Jarvis Landry, Justin Jefferson.
Okay, run through those one more time.
Tyler Boyd.
I think for sure I want Robbie.
Okay, Robbie Anderson was one. DJ Moore, Hollywood Brown, Jarvis Landry, and Justin Jefferson.
So I'll take, and he needs three, right?
Yep.
Do you like Boyd there?
Against Indy, not really. I think I'd rather have the upshot with Marquise against Philly.
Yeah.
Because their secondary is so bad. So
yeah, he gets a lot of air yards.
I'm pretty good with Anderson there, and
you want to double stack it with DJ too?
Man, let's go JJ.
I love it. I just think they might run a lot. That's really the only fear if they just choose to run.
I mean, but what if it's a shootout?
Does Atlanta even have that in them anymore? Do they have 40 points in them? They've been so bad. Like,
I mean, do you think that Chicago bad. And Carolina is going to be high scoring?
I think Carolina's pretty good. I really do. I think they're pretty good. And I think especially if Chicago, like if Foles does have a good game, it'll force Carolina to at least throw the ball. They may not put up a ton of points, but both those players may see, you know, 8-9+ targets like they've been getting. Like Robbie, I think, is over 9 targets a game or somewhere right around there. DJ's same. DJ's like probably still top 5 in air yards. Robbie's doing his thing, obviously getting all of his targets. So it's tough to bench those guys.
Yeah, I guess I'm just too much of a gambling addict and want to see Jefferson in that matchup and just be able to root for that.
I do love Justin Jefferson.
All right, so we're saying Anderson, tremendous. Brown, and Jefferson. That's our three?
Yes.
Okay.
DJ Moore is, what, that seventh in area?
Hold on. Just got to look at it.
Definitely Brown.
Yeah, yep, that's what I want.
Okay, Brown, Anderson, and Justin. There you go. All right, back to the questions off the YouTube. Joss Whedon, with guys coming off IR, we'll need to drop two of these. Brian Hill, Zach Moss, Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, Zach Moss is hot garbage.
They're all bad, but I think Zach Moss is probably the most upside.
Yeah.
I don't like him, but you just think about his role in the offense. Hill isn't going to do much. Like you're saying, girl, he's running back 8 on the season. He's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. So Hill and Johnson.
All right. Sanders and Moore for Henry. He's got the Sanders side.
Seems like a lot. I'd want better than Henry.
Too much for me.
I'd want an all-purpose running back.
All right, so stick with your team. Josh Whedon, oh, that was a dynasty question. You're still dropping
then
Ryan
definitely
Hill.
And, Zach Moss.
Yeah, keeps
definitely.
What could I get for Mixon and Brown? He's looking for a wide receiver.
Did we do this one earlier?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah, if it's AJ Brown, then it's like
I think anybody. We did.
Oh, I think this is Corbin. He called in a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yep. So if he's packaging up Mixon and Brown,
we said like Adams, Thomas, right, Hopkins.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
This or came, yeah, top this, five running back. Those guys are elite.
Okay. Yeah.
Joss Whedon, another dynasty question for a deeper league. Hakeem Butler can make the transition to tight end. What do you think?
Yeah, he can, and he already is. Eagles already picked him up, designated him as a tight end. I think he just needs to add some weight, but if it works out, he'll be a tight end because I think he's like 6'5", 230. So he's already got the height. I'm pretty sure 40-inch vertical, 100, I think a 10-foot broad jump. He's an athletic freak. If he just puts on the weight and gets the opportunity, he could be a tight end. That's just top five in the league. It's not even close.
Holding on to that guy in Dynasty. Minimal impact, which quarterback are you holding rest of season? Fitz, Dalton, Carr. Streaming is very shallow this year.
Man, picking one, though.
Watson.
It's got to be Dalton, yeah. Right?
I think.
Okay. Well,
Dalton.
I mean, we've already talked about we may see Tua, so like that's out.
Do you like Carr? Carr's been pretty good, but he's probably not going to be as good as Dalton.
I think I would rather have the upside of Dalton with all of the receiving options there.
So we good with Dalton then?
Yeah,
we're good
with Dalton.
All right, let's get to the mail sack questions. Finally, we've got some mail sack questions to get to. Luckily, there's not too many guys. Thanks for all the calls. It does make the show interesting. But back to the original purpose of the show, your write-in questions to the mail sack. Our dub wants to know, do you view Le'Veon Bell as a buy now or sell quick?
Buy now.
Yeah, I'd be buying him if you can get him real cheap.
Buy low and, you know, buy him at his current value, for which is nothing.
A free agent.
Yeah, exactly. And just kind of hope he ends up somewhere good.
All right, Mr. Frost, 89, how about them Raiders? I think that's Jesus. Schwartz, 625, pick one tight end rest of season. Tanyan, Gesicki, and Hurst. Who do you like?
I mean, I'm pretty high on Tanyan, but Gesicki, I think, is the better option.
Rest of season, I'm fine with Gesicki. I'm fine with him.
He's the number five tight end right now. Dude. Yeah.
Okay, Farmhole, would you flex in Devonta Freeman over Claypool or Gallup in a standard league?
I think I would go Gallup.
Yeah, I would too. I like Gallup a lot.
He seems like Dalton's guy so far. Maybe ride that.
Same user, Farmhole. Have the Colts and Bills defense after Colts buy-in week 7. Is it safe to let one go and test out free agency? My running backs are Gurley, Jones, Freeman, wide receivers Anderson, Cooper, Claypool, Gallup, tight end Waller, and Lamar Jackson running the ship. He's talking about dropping one of these defenses, grabbing a Chase Edmonds, a Fournette, a Pre-Ryan, a Hill, a Swift, Jamal Williams, blah, 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 or keep both Ds for matchups.
Well, so what I'm going to say is the Colts have been good, but week 9, 10, 11, 12, they have Baltimore, Tennessee, Green Bay, Tennessee. And based on what Tennessee just did to Buffalo, and we know what Baltimore and Green Bay can do, I don't know you're going to be comfortable playing the Colts. I mean, they're doing really well, but they played Jacksonville, Minnesota, the Jets, Chicago, and Cleveland. So I think play them against Cincinnati, and then you can probably drop the Colts and just stream after that.
Well, he'll still have the Bills. So that, I mean,
yeah, so ride the Bills, and then if you need to stream, you can.
Yeah, keep the Bills. I'd rather have Edmonds or Fournette off the waiver wire than a second defense, to be honest. I'd probably do that sooner than later, actually.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, Lucas got to go answer the door. He's probably got a pizza. Maybe he's going to answer the door naked like those cam streamers. Slob my com, how much would... I'm not reading that. Big Blue 212, pick 2, Damian Harris, Gibson, Montgomery. I need a running back 2 and a flex. Standard.
Standard.
So really, who are you benching out of these three? Harris, Gibson, or Montgomery?
I want to bench Harris.
Harris too.
I don't know. I do like Gibson a lot, but in standard, you know, Harris is appealing, but he's got to rush for like 100 yards because he's not going to catch any passes.
Lucas, the question was bench one, standard, Harris, Damien Harris, Gibson, or Montgomery?
Yeah, I think we did this one earlier, but it'd probably be Harris.
All right, we got a few from the channel real quick, and then we will wrap it up. Would you trade James Conner for Kenny Golladay? It's a half-point league. My other running backs are Zeke, Miles Sanders, Freeman, Antonio Gibson. My wide receivers are Cooper Kupp, Juju, and Hollywood Brown. This is from Mike.
I think I would do that.
Ozzie Ruiz asks, number one this week on the waivers for PPR, who would you pick up, Mecole Hardman or Fulgham?
Hardman for me.
It's Fulgham for me. I don't think there's any consistency there for Mecole, and with Fulgham, he could be the number one target going forward. So the path to a bunch of targets and work is for Fulgham.
Okay. Should I drop Scuba 33? Should I drop Jerry Jeudy for Claypool or Mike Williams? I think these guys are both going to say yes for Mike Williams.
Si, senor.
Lefty 007, who do you like rest of season? 1 point PPR. Foles or Cousins? Don't laugh at me all at once. Nobody's laughing at you, man. Foles or Cousins rest of season, guys?
I think Cousins.
Yeah, probably Cousins.
Yeah, Cousins. He's got two weapons. Foles only has one.
T-Gage 11, Alexander Mattison or Daryl Henderson in week six?
Mattison.
Assuming that Cook doesn't play, Mattison.
And DRJ Byers, I'm thinking of going after Claypool in the waivers. However, I don't have anyone to drop. My only real choice would be Schultz. I have Aiden Hurst starting or Jeffries. Been holding on to him, waiting, possibly Swift. Would you drop any of these players for Claypool?
I don't think so.
I honestly think Claypool's not going to, you're not going to know when to start him. That's the problem.
So you're sitting pat on this one?
Yeah, it's tough to say because Claypool is hyper talented, but it's very difficult to predict what it's going to look like there because Juju has a pretty solidified spot as the two. They prefer, you know, they love having their running game established. And if Deontay Johnson is there, like, I mean, I'm just not sure if I see Claypool getting enough consistent work every game.
Toledo Rockets. All right, guys, that is it for the Sleeper Wire mail sack tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank our guest today, Jordan Richards. He is on Twitter at ChubboyJRich. If you want to talk Dynasty or Devi, he's your guy. He also knows a fair amount of redraft stuff, so just a nice guy to talk to about fantasy. Primetime Lucas is on Twitter at SleeperWireLBB. You can find him there. Also, we are on Facebook. If you want to join our Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club, go to groups and search for Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club. You can also find the show on Twitter at Sleepwire Show. And that is not the right song. Mail Sack will be back next week, guys, at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for calling. And don't forget the Sleepwire Sunday Morning Blitz. It's a similar format show on Sunday morning starting at about 11:30. And we'll give you all your start sit questions. You can call in and do that as well. Black Mama, last second question. How much fab would you spend on Claypool? Give me a percentage. Quick.
Max 20.
18%.
18-20. There you go, Black Mama 24. We get them all in, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the Sleepwire Mail Sack. We'll catch you next week.